Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were studying the Igeres of the Rav, Igeres Kuf Mem. In the Sefer Igrot HaRaya, Chelek Aleph. First, the Rav speaks about Mitzvah Betel Slesed Lava, what that means, as we spoke about in the previous shiur. And now he continues, again, he's writing this to Rabbi Shmuel Alexandrov, very interesting individual. He writes, Kvodo motze simanim la'anarchizm ha-liberali ha-musari b'yadut. His honor finds signs of anarchism, anarchy. You find signs of liberal anarchy, ethical liberal anarchy in Judaism. In other words, throwing off the law, to progress, to become more liberal, more ethical, kibiyachol. And you find that in Yiddishkeit. You find signs of that even in our religion, in the Torah. Tov, omer Rav, kol ha-rayonot efshar limtso b'makor shel emet. You can find all ideas in the source of truth. Ha-emet yivshar shetiyeh chelkit. Truth can't be partial. Emet uchachat la'akif et hakol. Truth has to encompass everything. Aval skulata hi shetiyeh mehapechet et hakol le'ora amiti ha-meir. But the school of truth is that it transforms everything to the true light that shines. Lo ra'ak anarchizm ha-ratzuf b'liberaliyut yimtza m'makor b'yahadut bor Yisrael. Not only anarchy that's filled with liberalism, you will find the source for it in Judaism in the light of Israel. Kim gam ha-anarchizm ha-gashmi ha-individuali gam ke, not even the liberal anarchy, but even in the personal, material anarchy, you'll also find the source in Judaism. Aval gam u'yitar b'ruah al gvul ha-Torah. In other words, you want to find a root of an idea, a source for an idea, look in Judaism, you'll find it. You see that a lot in other religions, you have a nice idea here, a nice idea there, different philosophies. When you look into Yiddishkeit, you'll basically find everything good. However, everything has to be seen in the proper context, and ideas have to be purified. You can't just take them as they are. This idea of anarchy might have a place, but within the framework of Torah, of Yiddishkeit. And you have to know how it should be expressed. Not chas v'shalom, the way the world wants to have it. It's just, you know, everybody does whatever they want, or one decides on their own what's right or wrong. All these different things are definitely puzzle. Hakara l'yonah shal ha'achdut k'shim mitbodedet b'el yamita u'muchachet lo'otzi mishpat shekol ha'protzes shel ha'pratim urak demion kozev kotzer chugarut. The divine recognition of unity, when it is alone in its elevation, must bring out the judgment that the whole process of details is just false imaginations. It's just limited vision. Ha'evarim shlanu yachad inam kshurim b'kesher organi. There is an organic connection between all of our organs. We are all one. Akeng she'echad nilkeh kula margishim. When one person gets malchus, when one person gets lashed, when one person suffers, we all feel it. V'chein shlanu ahavat smit anarchiyit chelkit. So it's true. We are all interconnected. We have a personal and anarchistic love for each other, and therefore we feel each other. מתפשטת לעונג ובצער מעבר למשנה ומהבן אל אב מאב ואהבה שנדרות מתרחבים יותר נעשות הרגשות יותר זומרות ויותר מוחשות ובולטות. So there's a connection between people who love each other in the family, and when you think about it, there should be no difference not a big difference anyway between the feelings of pleasure and pain from one organ to another. In other words, when one's body is in pain, one part of one's body, other parts of the body also feel it. And also from a son to a father, and from a man who loves his wife and a wife who loves her husband. They feel each other's pain, they feel each other's joy. This obviously extends to the nation. והאחדות האינדיבידואלית מתרחבת עד גבול הלאום. And the individualism expands to the nation. That we all feel connected to each other. In other words, there's this idea of the individual self-fulfillment, what they call today. So that should expand to not only you, but to your family, to your friends, to people you love. And then to the nation. The Rav's talking about here a lot about tzimorot, about these pipes. This is Kabbalah, which is obviously beyond my ken. And then you have from the Jewish, you have from yourself to your family, to the Jewish nation, to all of mankind. Another step to all of living creatures. So it starts off with interest in small things, and then it gets bigger and bigger until it's interest in the entire universe, and then you connect to the entire universe. And it takes time for everything to feel connected to everything else. But eternity has time. Eternity doesn't need to rush. He writes, literally translate, from an interest in the filling of one ball to the internal desirable interest to fill the entire existence. So again, that's that interconnection that we have to all of existence. And hopefully we'll feel that as time progresses. אם כן אין לצורך כי אם באנרכיה ואהבה עצמית רבה וגדולה, כבירה ומפותחת. אבל הדרכים מובילים לה אינם אורחות חיים הנובעים ממקור האחדות שיחיד חיי עולם שהיא היהדות. So yeah, we need this anarchy of personal love, this great personal love that's massive, that's developed, but the way to get there is through a connection to the source of all unity, the one above, the life of all the worlds, Hashem. And that's Yiddishkeit. In other words, through Torah. The way to get there is through Torah. Torah will put self-love in its proper place, love of community, love of the nation, love of the world, love of all creation. כשניצוצות גבוהים כאלה נופלים למטה, הם יורדים ושוקים, שוקים בעמק הרפש של החיים, הם הנפילים אשר מעולם הקן מעלינו לשנים, In other words, this can be dangerous, obviously, anarchy, and people get into themselves and their own personal needs. And it goes into all the filth of life that becomes terrible. These are the Nephilim, these are the fallen. The fallen ones, referring to the Zohar and Bereishis Lamed Zayin. So that's these fallen sparks. So therefore, it has to be done, this anarchy, this desire to focus on oneself and one's own needs, etc. It has to be seen through the prism of Yiddishkeit, of Torah. And seen again through the prism of the Yachid Chei Olamim, God who unites all. And Asher Bibakor Rama Pnim, when the eternal light comes out, Lo Neot Tzichim L'Chek Adabar, we won't have to investigate it at all. Kim Laila Kiyon Ye'ir Ke U'Keor Boker Yizrach Shemesh. So we're not going to have to investigate anymore. The night is going to shine like the day. And like the light of the morning, the sun is going to shine. In other words, as I'm understanding the Rav, what he's saying is that there, any good idea you're going to find a source for in Judaism, but don't take it from where you, from the, how the world looks at it. You have to take it within the context of Torah. The Torah will develop that idea, that concept, that notion, that ideal, that feeling in the proper way. So this idea of liberal anarchism, the idea of individualism. So these are all important, these are all part of Yiddishkeit, but they have to be done as the Torah guides us. Because otherwise they're mamish, terribly fallen sparks. He goes on to the next topic. You know, this Rabbi Alexandra really touched on hot button topics. First, there was mitzvahs betelus sasid love, the nullification of mitzvahs, then anarchism, anarchy. Now he goes on to Rabbi Alexander was talking about התפתחות היהדות. והתפתחות היהדות המרגלת כל כך להיאמר בימינו, לא היא רק צד אחד של מטבע. This development of Judaism that people speak about so much in our times is only one side of the coin. נוח לדבר על אותו הצד שיש שיווי ליהדות עם כל העולם שחוץ לו. It's easy to talk about how there's a common denominator between Judaism and the world outside of it. אבל מתי נעשה גם לנו לבתינו? What are we going to do for our own house? לדבר בחופש קודם כן על הצד ה... You want to talk about what's common between Judaism and the rest of the world? Great. What about talking about how Judaism is different than the rest of the world? That we're separate. בנו משעה שבפי הבנו ערך של הליברליות החיצונית, אין אני יודעים אחרת כי אם למחוק את כל התווים ואותים כל כך, המבדים אותנו בהבדל כל כך עצמי מכל העמים. Of course, speak so stark. הבדל כזה אשר אין לפחות אותו אפילו נימה אחת מכדרו כל הגוזרי סוג חמישי, לא הכל מתפתח. The other nations, if they would have what Judaism has, they'd be such Baalei Gaiva, they'd never let us hear the end of it. And yet us Jewish liberals, yeah, we want to erase anything special about Yiddishkeit. We have so much to be proud of, so much so unique, that if the Goyim had it, they wouldn't let us forget it. I'm just talking today about the amount of Nobel Prize winners and just the incredible amount of Jewish accomplishment that we've seen over history. To give an example, from 1870 to 1950, Jewish representation in literature was four times the number one would expect, in music five times, in the visual arts five times, in biology eight times, in chemistry six times, in physics nine times, mathematics 12 times, philosophy 14 times. Disproportionate Jewish accomplishment in the arts and sciences continues to this day. In the first half of the 20th century, despite pervasive and continuing social discrimination against Jews, there's an article written in Commentary Magazine by Charles Murray, an Irish guy, just talking about how incredible the Jews are. Despite the retraction of legal rights of the Jews, despite the Holocaust, Jews won 14% of Nobel Prizes in literature, chemistry, physics, and medicine, physiology. In the second half of the 20th century, Nobel Prizes began to be awarded to people from all over the world. That figure rose to 29%. So far in the 21st century, it's been 32%. Jews constitute about 0.2% of the world's population. Get it? 0.2% of the world's population. And yet, in the 21st century, 32% of Nobel Prizes are won by Jews. The IQ mean for the American population is normed to be 100, with a standard deviation of 15. If the Jewish mean is 110, then the mathematics of the normal distribution says that the average Jew is at the 75th percentile. Underlying that mean in overall IQ is a consistent pattern in IQ subtests. Jews are only about average on the subtests measuring visuospatial skills, but extremely high in subtests that measure verbal and reasoning skills. A group's mean intelligence is important to explain the outcomes such as mean educational attainment or mean income. If the mean Jewish IQ, the key indicator for predicting exceptional accomplishment, like winning a Nobel Prize, is the incidence of exceptional intelligence. Consider an IQ score of 140 or higher, denoting the level of intelligence that can permit people to excel in fields like theoretical physics and pure mathematics. If the mean Jewish IQ is 110 and the standard deviation is 15, then the proportion of Jews with IQs of 140 or higher is somewhere around 6 times the proportion of everyone else. And the imbalance continues to increase for still higher IQs. New York City's public school system used to administer pencil and paper IQ tests to the entire school population. In 1954, psychologists used those test results to identify all 28 children in New York public school system with measured IQs of 170 or higher. Of those 28, 24 were Jews. And obviously we can go on and on talking about incredible Jewish accomplishment all over the world, wherever Jews were, in Sephardi countries and Ashkenazi countries, and how Jews succeed in business and how Jews succeed in academia. We go on and on. We have so much to be proud of. And yet what do we do? What do the liberals do? They want to erase it. They want to erase our difference between us and the difference between us and the nations. The Kuzari says there's a different sug of a person, and that's a human, that's a Jew. Now, Shita Klita Bala Tunata Balope Ayadut. Ayaduti Atamzita Pnimichal and Shut Vishal Mitsit Vana Rahavet, but Hutan Enish Sholetit Kima Signona Lavushvila Tokhana Pnimi. Judaism is the internal content of the entire world. We are Knesset Yisrael, as the Rav writes famously, is Tamtzit HaHavaya. Are there external things that developed? Yeah. That's the external. The way we dress, our style, the way we speak maybe, language. But the Pnimius never changed. The Pnimius of the Jew is always different than the rest of the world. האחדות העליונה כשהיא מביקה מסוף העולם עד סופו מאחדת היא גם כן את הפסיכולוגיה מהקוסמולוגיה הכללית. The divine unity, when it shines from the beginning to the end of the world, unites psychology with the general cosmology. הראשונה צריכה לבוא לידי הכרתה עד שתדע את האחדותה במקור העליון, כוח החיים והכוח ששם חופש המוסר יותר מסיר גלוף בכל צבעי חמדתו. אותה הרי הפסיכולוגית הלאומית בזקה בבת אחת בחיפזון, בעלייה הנפלאה של יציאת מצרים, אשר אין דוגמה היסטורית בכל מלוא העולם, היה פסיכולוגית העזה שהייתה כל כך חזקה שהוכר גם כן המהלך הקוסמולוגי סדרי העולם, שדור מדבר כולה שהיא אפיזודה היסטורית בפני עצמה, אל בואו נראה לנו מזייף תולדותינו הכבירה כל כך בכוחה המיוחד. The psychological change that took place in the Jewish people at Yitzis Mitzrayim was amazing, and that also caused cosmological changes. The Seder of the World, I don't know what he's referring to in that, in the door of Midbar, but it's just an insult to counterfeit our history and our uniqueness and say that no, nothing special about us. There's nobody like us and nothing like us and no history like our history. היצירה הפסיכית הלאומית המיוחדת באמת הישראלית אחת היא לאומה. אמנם אחר כך כאשר זו ההברקה הפסיכית הרוממה שהייתה מושפעת בכוחה של רואה נאמן שקעה שב מהלך ההתפתחות למצא ביהדות כמו שמצוי בכל עם הלשון. So first of all, there are things about Judaism that are completely sui generis, and things that happen suddenly, like it's Mitzrayim, the change in our psychology, the miracles. And then we lost it a little bit, and then there were developments. There were developments, like in every nation. But the fundamental basis of our divine exalted existence is never erased. ההתעלות הפתאומית נשפלה על ידי העגל, שבירת הלוחות והם ישיבו לעולם לעתיד. So the sudden elevation, not the development, the sudden elevation that we had by Tzitzit Mitzrayim and Torah was lowered by the egel, by שבירת הלוחות, but they're going to come back to their light in the future. מובן שכל אורחות החיים יהיו נראים בצורה יותר מהירה. Of course, all the pathways of life are going to be seen in a more clear way, more clear form. ומילה יותר חפשית ויותר קדושה בקדושה של המת, התורה מכל התמרפלים המחים שמחסים כעת את המובן של הקדושה. So we're going to have a lot more freedom, more kedusha, kedusha of truth. It's going to be pure of all the shadows, all the fog that darken our kedusha now. הקופנים נמינו יכולים להבין שכעת אנו עומדים על אותה החלקה של התקופה שעלינו להראות בה את כל המאורות הגנוזים בעוצרנו. Now we have to show all of the treasures that we have, all the light we have. גם אותם אשר שימושם המעשי דווקא לעתיד רחוק מאוד. Even those that their practical usage will be only in the future. אני קורא לבצר את כוח התוכנית המעשית שהיא מחזקת מאוד את אופיינו הלאומי המיוחד. הצליח דור המזין תמימני לגידולו וחליל לנו דור שנוכל עכשיו לשאוף תורה הפנימית שלנו ברוח ולא בשר, ברעיונות מופשטים ולא רק שמה מעשית. חס ושלום, they think that we just have ideas, abstract ideas. No, we have to bring it down to the world of Maisa. Our souls need Maisa. Our souls need deeds, and you can't just have, oh, abstract ideas to give us life. Okay, so is there development in Judaism? Yeah, there's development. But the fact that we're a miraculous nation, the fact that we're a unique nation, the fact that things happen to us that never happened to anybody else, nothing even close, and that can't be erased. And there were moments of sudden elevation that weren't developing. We have development like every other nation. And yeah, there are commonalities between us and the Goyim in various ways. And we're influenced on some level. We lived among the Goyim. That should never negate in any way the uniqueness of the Jewish people and what we've given to mankind. And our Kedusha, etc. Okay, so next he talks about Bittul Nevi'im Ksuvim. You can imagine what the Rav thinks about that. And hopefully we'll discuss that in the next year. Thank you so, so much for listening. This was awesome. I love learning Ikros of the Rav. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom. And we'll be able to continue, sweetest friends.